a campaign promise, a gag order. That's what's swirling around the latest clash over funding for Planned Parenthood. Honolulu Civil Beat's Courtney Teague joins us with the story on today's Reality Check. Morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this. More brouhaha.
Yeah, so the Trump administration has proposed to cut federal funding to clinics that provide abortion services. Those rules would also prohibit recipients of funding from making abortion referrals, and it would also eliminate the requirement to counsel women on all of their reproductive options, of course, including abortion.
Right, that's the gag order part.
Right. And it is important to note, because I think a lot of people get confused, but federal funding has been prohibited from going directly to abortion since the 1970s.
Right. But Trump, you know, ran on a campaign promise about limiting funding to Planned Parenthood.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And also in this proposal, the Trump administration is making the argument that because there's a financial but not a physical separation between facilities that provide abortion funding, it creates the risk of commingling funds, or at least the appearance of such a risk.
And so talk about the losses, the potential losses for Planned Parenthood.
Right. So here in Hawaii, we have two clinics for Planned Parenthood. One of them is here on Oahu. Another is on Maui. And this year, they received $830,000 in federal funding.
And so that money will have to be made up in some
right.
other way, or they'll have to cut
right.
services, right?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is committed to still providing abortions, but of course they're going to have to seek more donations or ramp up grant writing. They also get money, of course, from private insurance and other things like that.
And so does Planned Parenthood have a strategy about, you know, fundraising? Because, you know, obviously this has been a battle that's been going on for a very long time, because there is a group of voters out there who just do not agree with the funding that is happening now for that organization.
Right. And I don't know the details about a specific fundraising plan, but I do know that Planned Parenthood's legislative advocacy branch, they've been lobbying, talking to elected officials, trying to basically make it so they can continue doing their services.
Right. And so what's the administration's position on this locally?
So Governor Ige, along with about 13 other Democratic governors, have signed a letter denouncing the proposal. Of course, Planned Parenthood has denounced it too. Local anti-abortion advocates, interestingly enough, that I talked to, have kind of mixed feelings. I talked to one from the Roman Catholic Church who said, you know, this doesn't go far enough because of his religious beliefs, that anything not natural should be interfering with pregnancy, like birth control pills or infertility services evenly. But I talked to another who said this is unfortunate, and in his words, this is going to take away the wonderful things they do for education. So kind of an interesting reaction. But the public can comment on these rules until the end of July. It seems likely that the administration will adopt them, but you can find the link to do that on our website. It's linked in the story, but you can also do so on federalregister.gov.
All right. Thanks a lot, Courtney. That was
Thanks.
Honolulu Civil Beat's reporting fellow Courtney Teague with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.